وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Okay, inshallah, we'll start from Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70, today. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi' lil kafirina laysa lahu dafi'. An asker asked for a punishment bound to befall, the punishment which none can avert from the faithless. Min Allahi dhil ma'arij, from Allah, Lord of the lofty stations. Ta'ruju al mala'ikatu wa ruhu ilayhi fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 sanah. The angels and the spirits ascend to him in a day whose span is 50,000 years. Now, this surah, there is a disagreement about the commentators whether this was revealed in Mecca or in Medina, or partially in Mecca, partially in Medina, and because it may refer to certain verses which have been revealed in Medina before it, so some have strongly guessed that the surah has been revealed in Medina rather than in Mecca. The surah starts with a factual issue and then goes into a conceptual discussion. Factual issue about the punishment of the Day of Judgment, and then goes about a discussion about how this punishment would happen, who would be saved from it, who would be included in that punishment. So this Sa'ala Sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi'. Sa'ala may have two meanings. One is to ask, to clarify. As question. To question. Someone questioned and asked clarification about the punishment which is bound to come, which is bound to befall. Or it may mean that someone asked for it. That, okay, where's the punishment? Let it come. Now, because when we want to, in Arabic language, when we want to ask about a clarification, we use men. Sa'ala min. He asked from this thing. That means to be clarified. If it is actually requesting it to come or requesting to take something, it's sa'ala bi. So, sa'ala sa'ilun bi azabin waqi', not min azabin waqi', means that someone asked for that punishment. Where is it? Let it come on me. Let it come, that punishment come. Now, why someone should ask such thing from the Prophet? Bring me the punishment of the Day of Judgment. The bi'adhabin, which is certainly bound to befall. Of course, this is the explanation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This man came to the Prophet and said, if what you say is right, why the punishment doesn't come? Let it come. I'm ready for it. You know, they try to mock the Prophet. They try to ridicule him, deride him in this way. That, if this is what you say is true, then let it come upon us. And in several occasions in the Quran, this has been used. For example, in Surah Sa'd, the Prophet is somehow given some consolation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that do not worry about what they say. They, in Surah Sa'd, you know, it begins like this. They accuse the Prophet to be a sahir, to be a liar, a magician, a liar, to be someone who makes up things on his own accord and attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it starts like this. Sa'd wal Qur'an is the dhikr. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي أَزَّةٍ وَشِقَاقٍ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ فَنَادَوْا وَلَا تَحِينَ مَنَاسٍ وَعَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. They are wondering about this warner who has come to them. فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا صَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. They say, this is a magician, this is a liar. Whatever he does is magic. He mesmerizes people with his magic, he attracts them with his magic, and he's a liar saying that I receive revelation from God. And they say, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. He is making all the gods into one god. This is very strange. How can we worship only one god? You see, the mentality was like this. How can we worship only one god? We have to worship different gods because each god is looking after one aspect of our lives. وَانْتَلَقَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْهُمْ أَنِمْشُوا وَاصْبِرُوا عَلَى آلِهَتِكُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ يُرَادِ. The Mala', the leaders of Mecca, they went out, they said to the people that you have to be firm on your gods. مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي الْمِلَّةِ الْآخِرَةِ. We haven't heard such a thing in our past generation. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا اخْتِلَاقٌ. This is made up. This is something that this prophet has made up. Now then, in continuation of the verses, towards the end of this discussion, what they say is the most hurting for the prophet. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. This prophet is threatening us with the day of judgment. That day of judgment will be such and such, you will be scrutinized by God. Now, we want it now, we don't want it for the day of judgment. Let us start deriding the prophets. Let it come now, we are waiting for it. Where is it? Where is the punishment of God? وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. Bring us the punishment before the day of judgment. And then the following verse says, Esbir ala ma yaqulun. Have patience over what they say. All these derisions, mockings, and such things. Wadhkur abdana Dawood dhal aidi innahu awwab. Remember our servant Dawood, who was very powerful, and he was oft returning to us despite that they accused him. They accused David. Now they are accusing you, and they accused every prophet. So don't worry. Now this very idea of asking for the punishment. Just like, for example, if you are discussing with someone about the day of judgment, well, we are not, of course, someone who has brought this revelation, but someone who believes in it. They say, okay, when is the day of judgment? Who has come back from death? Why, for example, we don't see the dead now? This is just deriding. And for the prophet, this was very painful, very painful, that this man comes and says, Ya Muhammad, where is the punishment? I want it now. You say day of judgment, I want it now. Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi'. Someone asked about a punishment which is bound to come. This which is bound to come is, of course, the explanation of the Quran. Of course, he did not believe in it. That's what he said. Now, who was this man? As I said, this was a factual sort of issue, something which happened. We have in other verses of the Quran that people have asked for this punishment. There was a man, some agents say that this is about Nadhr ibn Haris. Nadhr ibn Haris was a very educated man. He knew several languages. He was very intellectual. He had gone round the world. He had seen the Roman Empire, Persian Empire, all these places. He had read many books. He could read, write. And he was one of the most stringent enemies of the prophets. Every time mocking him, all the time saying, ah, this illiterate person, for example. Because he was very educated himself. Wherever prophets said after him, he said, okay, this is what this illiterate man is saying. Now come listen to me. I talk to you about what's happening outside here, in outside Arabia, in other parts of the world. I will talk about that. And the Quran refers to him in several places. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُذِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. There are certain people who buy idle talks to misguide people from the path of Allah. This is Nadhr ibn Haris. Despite all his education, despite all his knowledge that he had, he was not a believer, so he was diverting people. And they say once he said to the Prophet, Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haqq min indik, fa'amtir alayna hijaratan min as-samaa' aw atina bi'adhabin alim. If this was, he was challenging the Prophet. Now he said, now let's make a challenge to our gods. I call my God, you call your God. If this is right, if what Muhammad says is right, shower on us, shower on me, a shower of, a hail of stones. Hijaratan min as-sama. Or bring us a painful punishment. He was actually, again, challenging the Prophet in this way. And after he said that, some exegetes say that this verse was revealed. Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi'. Someone asked about a punishment. A punishment which is bound to befall. There is no doubt about it. But of course, they are somehow making fallacies. They say that this punishment, if it's right, why it doesn't come now? Of course it doesn't come now. It's not the time for it yet. The time, it has been scheduled for some other time, for another plane of creation. So, after mentioning, of course, the question, some other exegetes have said this, that we have this hadith in Safi, that he says that, I said, mostly it said that this is about Nadr ibn Haris. Some people say this is about Abu Jahl, because on the day of Badr, when the two armies met each other, this is what he said, Allahumma aqta'ana lirrahim. Allahumma aqta'ana lirrahim wa atana bima la na'rifuh fa'aji'hu al-azab. Ya Allah, whichever of us, which one of us, which is more guilty of severing the rahim, cutting the relations, family relations, familial relations, and which one of us which has come with ideas which we do not know, you bring the azab. And then this verse was revealed, Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi'. At any rate, it's not important who said it. Abu Jahl said it, Nadr ibn Haris said it. It was a request that where is the punishment? Bring it. Now Allah says, Lil kafirina laysa lahu dafi'. You can be sure none can avert this from the faithless. This punishment will happen and no one can avert it from the faithless. And this is actually the answer. The point that it's not coming now does not refute the concept. It has a time set for it and nothing is going to take this away from the kafirin. Now, who is sending this punishment down? Min Allahi dhil ma'arij. From Allah, who is Lord of lofty stations. Actually, Allah who's dhil ma'arij, I will explain now what dhil ma'arij is. Allah who's dhil ma'arij should not send down punishment. It shouldn't come from him. Dhil ma'arij means someone who has many ways for people to go up to him. Ma'raj is something by which you go up, you escalate. You elevate, an elevator, an escalator, ladder, something by which you go up. Now, Allah has ma'araj. First of all, it means that Allah is at the highest, is very lofty. And then there are ways for his creatures to go up to him, to go up the stations and grades of closeness to Allah. This very Allah, this very God, who has actually placed these ma'arij for people to go up to him, to return to him, this very Allah will bring that punishment. It's a sort of paradoxical thing. Why Allah, so kind, he wants everyone to go up to him, why would he punish? In a way, it said that if you do not go up these ladders, up these stations, then you are in pain. For kafirin, there is pain. Because you do not go up to the high levels of spirituality, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this minallahi dhil ma'arij is a very hope-giving verse. That because all of us are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us would like to get close to Him. And this Allah has not closed the door for us to go up, to go close to Him, to go towards Him. He has not closed the doors. And it's not only one way that people can go. There are many ways. And it's not only for people. It's for everything in creation that they can go up, move up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, there is a day for it, that everything and everyone would move up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min Allahi dhil ma'arij. Now, this dhil ma'arij may mean that every individual human being may have a way to go up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that the paths are very different. For example, some has one religion, the other has the other religion, or some has a different faith from the other. No. The same faith. You see, when you pray, the prayer affects you in a way that it does not affect me. The prayer would have an impact on your soul, which is different from the impact that it has on my soul. When we recite the Quran, just like containers. You see, you have containers of different shapes. When you pour water in it, it's the same water, but it finds different shapes. So the guidance is like that. When the guidance comes down, we are like containers of different shapes. All of us beautiful, different shapes, and this water goes inside and finds the shape of this container. And that is the beauty of creation. We become different types of flowers when we go in paradise, for example. Well, some people think that all individuals should be the same so that justice is done. Well, justice may be done, but it's very ugly if everyone is the same. If all the flowers in this world were just roses or daffodils or something like that. No, we have different flowers, different types of fruits, different types of plants. And all of them are beautiful. And all of them are actually yusqa bima'in wahid. All of them are being watered from the same water. So it is the same thing for human beings. We receive the same revelation, the same guidance, but we actually develop into different human beings. And that's the meaning of ma'arij. There are many different ways that people would go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the same guidance, just as plants with the same water, with the same guidance, people would go up in different ways. Now, min Allahi dhil ma'arij, ta'ruju al-mala'ikatu wal-ruhu ilayhi fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 years. The angels and the spirits ascend to him in a day whose span is 50,000 years. Now, this is in a way an answer to this person who asks, I want that punishment now. Now he says, this is not the time. There is a day for it. And in that day, the angels and the ruh would ascend to God. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 years. Fasbir sabran jamila. So you have patience. Do not listen to them that when is it going to happen? Why is not happening? Why we don't see anything now? Don't listen to them. This day should come. And this day is when the angels and the ruh would ascend to him. Now, when we say min Allahi dhil ma'arij, as I said, this ma'arij is for everything. Also for angels. Also for the ruh. There's a difference between angel and ruh. I'm sure all of you know about it. Because on Laylatul Qadr, Allah says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. The angels and the ruh will come down. Also, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذْنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. The day when the angels and the ruh, they stand in respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one would speak, no human beings, no these angels, ruh, unless Allah would permit them, give them leave to speak. So, ruh is different from angels. Of course, ruh is a generic term used for any living, unphysical thing. And therefore, our soul is called ruh. The angels may be called ruh. For example, Jibreel is called Ruhul Amin. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبَكَ قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ. Ruhul Qudus, the Holy Spirit, has bring this Quran down to you. So the angels could be called Ruh as well. But there is a category of this source of life which is beyond the angels. And when angels are actually mentioned alongside Ruh, we mean that higher category. Ruh is something bigger than angels. And Allah has creatures that we do not know. Someone was saying that the relationship, you know what's the relationship of angels to this life, to this world, to the Alamul Mulk? They are in Alamul Malakut, we are in Alamul Mulk. The angels manage this life, this world, as Allah says. There are angels who are protecting you, there are angels who bring down rain. So they are managing this world, although we don't see them. They are behind the chain of cause and effects. They are behind it, they are behind the scene, but they are managing it. Now, who is managing the angels? God directly? No, there's another creature above them, that's Ruh. In the same way that angels manage this world, there is something above the angels, which is Ruh, which manages the angels. And that Ruh, which is very sublime, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرَ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They ask you about Ruh. Say, Ruh is from the command of my Lord, and you have not been given much knowledge about it. So we don't have much knowledge about this Ruh. Yes. Ruh al-Qudus is Jibreel. Ruh al-Qudus is Jibreel. Okay. That's as I said, Ruh is a generic term used for many things. Now, then, the Ruh, which is managing the affairs of the angels, on Laylatul Qadr, it comes down, descends to the earth too. What does that mean? Because they don't have physical sort of aspects. So what does that mean? We have to, of course, analyze that in its place. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. Now, these angels bring down the command of God. يُنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Allah sends down His command from the high to down. Sama is high, earth is down. From up to down. It comes through the angels. The higher angels receive it. They give it to lower angels. Then they give it to lower angels. This is a hierarchy. It's working like that. Of course, all are working with the power of God. No one is independent in that. That's why we don't worship angels. Angels are just instruments there. Okay? So, it comes down. The angels have descended from that lofty position around the arsh. Now, the Day of Judgment, actually, it's just like Allah is spreading the creation and then He's collecting it back to Himself. And therefore, when the creation of this mulk, this world, ends and we have to go to the other plane of Akhirah, Allah collects everything back. And therefore, the Ruh and the angels would ascend to Him back, going around the Arsh. He spread them to manage the affairs of this world. Now, on that day, He collects them back. As He collects us back, He collects everything back. On that day, to a higher station, to a higher plane of existence. So the angels go up to Him on that. So it says, تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. In a day where, in a day which would, which, whose span is 50,000 years, they move up to Allah. Now, one of the most perplexing issues is that in Alamul Malakut, we don't have time like our time. What does that mean? The span of that day when, and this is talking about the Day of Judgment, the day when the world changes from dunya to akhirah. What does that mean? That it takes 50,000 years for everything to be collected back to Allah. Of course, many people have referred this to, has given this a specific human aspect, that the judgment for human beings would last for 50,000 years. That may be right, but this is not something related only to human beings. Everything, Allah is collecting everything. And that would actually last, the span of it is 50,000 years. So what does that mean? Now, of course, many people have mentioned many other things. In Tafsir al-Safi, Faiz Kashani mentions something very interesting. He says that this is just an example to say how these ma'arij, how lofty these ma'arij are, how high they are beyond our grasp of imagination. This is an example given in Alamul Malakut for Alamul Mulk. We are in Alamul Mulk, of course. In Alamul Malakut, we don't have time like this. But Allah says that if I want to tell you how distance, what distance exists between what the angels are now and what the stations they are going to go into on that day, imagine 50,000 years of travel. 50,000 years of travel. Imagine like that. Just like the Prophet said, peace be upon him, that on the night of Mi'raj, I traveled the distance of 1 month from Mecca to Jerusalem. Then I traveled in 1/3 of the night the distance of 50,000 years. Now we know that distance of 50,000 years was not a physical distance because he went into Alamul Malakut. So it was a distance which, if we want to somehow compare it to what we understand in the physical world, if you want to travel that distance, it takes 50,000 years. Now, maybe 50,000 light years. We don't know. It's just an example. 50,000 of what scale of travel? Light years, other type of travel, traveling with foot, traveling with car, traveling with horse. But what is important is that this distance between what this plane of existence is now from what it would become when that day comes, it's like that you travel 50,000 years. That is the distance. So, Allah, who is the Ma'arij, will lift everything up. The angels, the ruh, human beings, animals, everything, he lifts them up. And this lifting would be like traveling the distance of 50,000 years. في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. Now, in Surah Sajda, what we have is that ينزل الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم. This is not about angels anymore. It's about the command, about everything. The whole creation. He's sending this creation, actually making this creation from that top position of Arsh, giving it to the angels, they bring it to the earth, everything is spread. يُنَزُّلُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. In a day which is 1,000 years of what you count, it will go up to him. Now, this 1,000 years. Here he talks about ascension of the angels. It takes 50,000 years. There it says about ascension of the command going up. That takes 1,000 years. Again, what is this? We don't know. This is just an example telling us how this happens. However, as I said, many exegetes have, according to some traditions, have actually linked this to the length of the day where we are going to be judged, the day of judgment. Because when we say day, we don't mean 24 hours. We mean a span of time. When we say that the earth and heaven were created in 6 days, we mean in 6 stages, in 6 spans of time, not 6 actual day and night, morning, evening. So when we say Yawm al-Qiyamah, we mean a long span of time. And we have in Kafi, it's reported from Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, إِنَّ لِلْقِيَامَةَ خَمْسِينَ مَوْقِفَ. There are 50 stations on the Day of Judgment. كُلُّ مَوْقِفٍ مَقَامَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Each station, you stay for 1,000 years. And that's 50. Then he recited this يَوْمٍ كَانَ مَقْدَارُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. This is actually linking that day to this verse. Now, it may have, yes, it may have different aspects. Here the verse talks about the angels going up. The angels going up. But angels going up would actually make that distance between Mulk and Malakut, that distance between this plane of creation and the next plane of creation, which is Akhira. And, of course, moving in that plane to become initialized in that plane of life may last 50,000 years to be prepared for the final destination. You have to go through that time. Now, there is one hadith which is reported by both Shia and Sunni. It's reported from the Prophet in Majma'ul Bayan and is reported from the Prophet in Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And someone asked, Ya Rasulallah, how long is that day of judgment? And then the Prophet said, yes, it is so long. But, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُ لَيُخَفَّفُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ حَتَّى يَكُونَ أَخَفَّ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ صَلَاةٍ مَكْتُوبَةٍ يُصَلِّيهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. If yes, of course, it's long. But I swear by the one in whose hand is my life, the Prophet says, it will become eased for the mu'min. So that this 50,000 years would only last for him or her like 2 rak'ah of salat that they pray in this world, 5 minutes, is it? It depends. If I pray, 1 minute. If you pray, 5 minutes, depending who prays faster. So,
some playing faster.
So, the time here is subjective, isn't it? It is subjective. It's not objective time. It's subjective time. It lasts for people. And there are many traditions we talk about those 50 stations, why people should stay in this on those 50 stations, and why some would not stay on those 50 stations. Inshallah, we'll discuss this next week, and then we will continue with the rest of the surah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Muhammad.
وآل محمد يا مسلمي صلوا عليه صلوا على محمد يا مؤمني صلوا عليه.
Yeah, Latif.